and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Houston hopes to lift its precautions tomorrow, but public schools there are closed today, and people are being urged to boil their water. The problem is lower than ideal pressure. But Houston Water Director Yvonne Williams-Forrest says
the reason we're doing the boil water notice is the regulatory requirement. Our system maintained pressure. We never lost pressure fully, so there was never an opportunity for anything to enter our system.
The city is also getting help from the state of Texas. Schools are also closed in Montgomery County, Maryland, just outside Washington, due to residual power problems. After a night of darkness and drama, a small plane with two aboard flew into an electrical tower and got stuck there. That knocked out power for as many as 120,000 customers.
Kansas City's beating the Rams at the moment, and then all of a sudden the lights flickered. And then my ring started going off, ding, zing, hey, I lost power. And all of a sudden somebody says a plane crashed into the tower.
Most power was restored overnight and the two aboard were rescued from the electrical tower shortly after midnight local time. They suffered from the cold and did have injuries, but not life-threatening ones. The president returned from a holiday weekend timeout, still speaking out on the most recent rash of mass shootings.
President Biden lamented the fact that some laws just weren't enforced in recent mass shootings, including a red flag law that could have kept guns out of the hands of a man who killed five at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs.
White House correspondent Nancy Cordes. Planes, trains, automobiles, many of them still on the go deep into the night. How many? Well, about 4.5 million people were traveling by air, many more by car.
It's an unusual sight for sure. Mostly smiles at LaGuardia Airport Sunday afternoon as people made the return trek home from a Thanksgiving weekend.
It was good. Yeah, no delays, no trouble.
It was actually pretty quick. Surprisingly so.
Jackie says the only trouble she had was getting to the airport in Denver.
The traffic was really bad.
Eileen LaPalmer, CBS News at LaGuardia Airport.
With Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Unnamed Sunday now all out of the way, next up, the big online shopping day.
Cyber Monday is only expected to do about 11 billion. People are being cautious and waiting for the retailers that are over inventoried at record levels of unsold inventory, waiting for retailers to get to desperation discounting.
Retail analyst Bert Flickinger on Broadway this weekend.
I love you. I love Broadway. And I love what they do. Broadway cares, but I want to also say the show.
Actress Nicole Kidman getting a standing ovation after bidding $100,000 for a straw hat, the money going to charity. This is CBS News.
We get it. A single hire can make or break everything. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Missy's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Let's face it. Life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters, like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 19 overnight under partly cloudy skies, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, highs around 41. Lows level off around 32. Tomorrow night, overcast. Chance for mixed precipitation Tuesday, chance for snow on Wednesday. A dusting of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's Tuesday. There's a lot going on, a lot to talk about. But in our first hour today, Congressman Ro Khanna is going to join us for the hour. We'll be with him in just a second to take your calls. If you want to get in line and get on the queue, as it were, 202-808-9925 is our telephone number. In the second hour of our program, I want to be talking about the freedom that the right-wing billionaires and the Republican parties are selling us. In my humble opinion, it is deadly. Which begs the question, what is freedom? Also, it looks like the Republican Party is facing kind of their own Sophie's choice here. Trump either runs as a Republican or as an independent. What will that do to the Republican Party? And geeky science. Can the average person only trust five people? This is fascinating. Also, Herschel Walker responds to the deadly shooting at the Club Q in Colorado Springs by rolling out a brand new ad attacking trans people. How do we handle these deplorables? We'll talk about that in the third hour. And Kanye West's anti-Semitic tweets are actually profitable. The Jerusalem Post has done an analysis finding that he's not only expanding his audience, but he's making money being an anti-Semite. We'll talk about that also in the third hour. But to start out, Congressman Ro Khanna is with us. He represents the 17th District of California in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the author of a new book, Dignity in the Digital Age. His website is Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A, .house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna, R-O Khanna. And Congressman Khanna, welcome back to the program. It's been a while since we've talked. What's on your mind today?
Tom, great to chat. I don't think we've talked since the election. It was a much better result than we all expected. We're now focused on the lame duck as soon as we get back from Thanksgiving to make sure we increase the debt ceiling so the Republicans don't try to sabotage the economy, make sure we actually fund the National Labor Relations Board so we can enforce the violations against all these wonderful organizing efforts at Starbucks, Amazon, Chipotle. And then we should need to fund the Ukraine aid because the Republicans have threatened in the House not to do that.
Do you think it's going to work? You think it's going to happen? You can get stuff done?
I do. I do think we'll succeed on the debt ceiling. I think we will succeed on the Ukraine aid. The NLRB is a bigger challenge. It really matters. It's consequential, but it hasn't gotten the attention that it needs. And it requires about $100 million of funding so that they can actually protect workers who want to organize.
Is there any possibility that the twin legislation, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the the old H.R. 1, America, what was it? I'm forgetting the title of it, of the act.
The Democracy Reform Package.
Yeah. Those two pieces of legislation, they passed the House. In the Senate, they were defeated. But did Chuck Schumer vote no so that he could bring them back up? Or is there some way that they could be brought back up? Is there any possibility of some arm twisting, maybe offering Kyrsten Sinema an ambassadorship someplace if she'll just resign and let the next Colorado Democratic governor appoint somebody to replace her? And I don't know if that's the thing to do, but whatever. I mean, is there any way to make this happen?
Yeah. Well, the For the People Act and the Voting Rights Act.
Yeah.
The challenge is, as you know, it's Arizona Sinema and Manchin have remained opposed to any reform on the filibuster. And so I think they should make it another go at it. They should try every possible thing. But it is it's been difficult because you've got two holdouts. And in this case, it's not that there are other holdouts. I literally think those two individuals are holding up these bills.
Yeah, it just seems like it's so important. I mean, particularly the For the People Act, which deals with, money in politics. It deals with gerrymandering. My understanding is that more or less on the neighborhood of 10, maybe as many as 15 seats in the House right now are occupied by Republicans that would have been occupied by Democrats if states had simply not as radically gerrymandered as they had. Three states did it in defiance of court orders, and the governors of the states just said, hey, screw you to the courts, try and enforce it, and went ahead with gerrymandered districts anyway. I mean, it seems so important to deal with that.
Absolutely. The gerrymandering, we would have a majority if it weren't for gerrymandering. I mean, a district like Tom Malinowski's, we would have won in New Jersey. We wouldn't have had the same consequences in Florida. I mean, people forget that Florida was a consequence of DeSantis basically doing the most partisan redistricting. It wasn't just winning elections. And then the money, I mean, the dark money, millions of dollars of dark money coming into these seats is also incredibly distortive of the process. And these Republicans are complaining that they were outspent in some of these seats. They should join us in just saying prohibit corporate money into elections and have restrictions on private money coming in. But of course, not a single Republican supports any of the campaign finance reforms.
Yeah, it's truly tragic. Well, let's pick up some phone calls here. Congressman Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls in our national town hall meeting. David in Columbus, Ohio, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hello, Congressman. I gave to a lot of Democratic candidates across the country. Do you see, and most of them said they do not take corporate money. Do you see a trend away from taking corporate money toward more progressive candidates? And I think the Democrats' strength is their volunteers. They can get thousands and thousands of volunteers, not corporate money. So what do you think?
I do. I mean, when I have not taken a dollar in my whole career, not just of corporate money, if any PAC money. One of seven members that doesn't take PAC money. But I see an increased move of not taking corporate money. I don't think, unfortunately, that's the solution. And the reason that isn't a solution is that, let's say you get even 100, 150 members of Congress who take that pledge. What you have is big oil and pharma and these insurance companies targeting the one or two members on the relevant committees to stop the progressive popular legislation. So even if you have 100, 150 members who have taken this pledge, is better than nothing, but it's not solving the systematic problem of why we can't get Medicare for all, why we can't get a windfall tax on big oil. We really need comprehensive campaign finance reform.
Katie in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Oh, good morning. My question regards seats on airplanes. I'm a small woman. I just flew a couple weeks ago, and I cannot even reach to get something underneath the seat because my arms aren't long enough in flight. My concern is that in the event of an emergency, I don't think we're all going to be able to get out of there with the seats packed in as tightly as they can. Are you doing something about this in Congress right now? Thank you.
Well, Katie, let me raise your concern but generalize, and that is that I'm hearing from many people that they don't feel their rights are being respected as passengers. And I do think that we should be looking at a passenger bill of rights in the next Congress, both what do we need to do to make sure people are safe, regardless of their size? What do we need to do to make sure that you don't have cancellations of flights without compensation? What do we do to make sure that people are treated respectfully and comfortable? And I do think some kind of passenger bill of rights would be a good initiative in the next Congress.
Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Congressman Khanna, the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing the 17th District of the state of California in the U.S. House of Representatives. You will be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Khanna in just a moment. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You can find Congressman Khanna's website at Khanna, khanna.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 23. Winds out of the west around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 41. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 34. Tomorrow night, overcast skies. Chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday with highs in the low 50s. Chance of snow and highs in the upper 20s on Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
Hours of ancient sunlight, the fate of the world and what we can do before it's too late. Renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
to discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges.
To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. A fellow over on Twitter, Paul Ferry, put together an amazing Twitter thread with clips from newspapers starting in 1894. In 1894, the newspaper was saying, nobody wants to work anymore. In 1905, nobody wants to work anymore. In 1916, nobody wants to work anymore. The story is a little more than that, but I'm going through this quickly. 1922, what's the cause of unemployment in hard times? Nobody wants to work anymore. 1937, orchardists complain of shortage of labor because nobody wants to work anymore. 1940, nobody wants to work anymore, says the governor of Wisconsin. 1952, nobody wants to work anymore. 1969, Sunday segment on the TV news titled, nobody wants to work anymore. 1979, and then, you know, he goes to 1981 and 1999 and 2006 and 2014 and 2022. Yeah, we've been hearing this for a long time. There's a whole video clip about it over at TomHartman.com. Check it out. Welcome back, Congressman Ro Khanna, taking your calls for the hour. David in Woodland Hills, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thank you. I have a question about that program where the doctor can change you to Medicare Advantage without your knowledge. First of all, what's the name of that program? And that's not my question.
It's a restriction. I mean, it's a, I don't know the exact name, but what they're doing is a pilot program where they're basically forcing people into Medicare.
I think it's called ACO Reach.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so here's my question. If my doctor does that and I continue to pay my Medigap premiums, aren't I then in both programs, kind of like having two life insurance policies?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, the challenge is, you know, what happens if you then try to go back to Medicare? Because one of the challenges of going back and forth between Medicare is that Medigap then can discriminate against you. They don't have to give you the insurance. So my guess is that you're paying the Medigap insurance to keep it at an extra cost to what you're already doing. It's why this shouldn't be happening without consent, and all of the progressives have opposed, many of the progressives have opposed the ACO Reach program.
Johnny in New York City, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
How are you doing today?
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, here's my question. Is the Democratic Party, as a white male, union guy, how do you expect me to support your party anymore when you vilify the white male? Every time you turn on the TV, the Democrats are on TV, you're talking about white supremacy this, racism that, white male this, white male that. How do you expect me to even vote for anybody, and you have Democratic school boards run by Democrats who force transitioning to children. And if you speak out about it, you're vilified.
Sorry, I thought Johnny was done. I think he got his point.
Well, Johnny, first of all, I suggest you look at my speech or op-eds on economic patriotism. It's all about bringing back manufacturing jobs. It's all about this view that we made a huge mistake in this country by offshoring all our production, hollowing out communities. We don't make steel here. We don't make aluminum here. I want to bring those jobs back, and I have a plan for how we do that. That's going to help factory towns. That's going to help the white working class. It's going to help the black working class, Latino working class. It's going to make us stronger and economically more prosperous. So I would argue that our policies are good for working class people, regardless of race. On your point about trans kids, I mean, I believe that trans children deserve basic rights to be able to do whatever their parents think is necessary and that their doctors think are necessary. And no one that I know in a school board is trying to make that decision. What they're trying to say is let people decide with their families and doctors what's right for them.
I remember when Republicans used to campaign on parental rights. It's apparently not anymore. David in Canterbury, Connecticut. David, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Representative Khanna, it's great you got reelected, and we got four more progressives in the House, and that's great. We got to keep going. My question is, with the January 6th committee coming to an end, I know there were quite a few Congress people, Congress critters involved in the insurrection itself. Do you have any knowledge about what's going on, what may go on with Prosecutor Jack Smith, and if there's any rumblings about anything going to be done about these folks in Congress? And I'll wait for your answer. Thank you very much.
You know, I don't have knowledge, and that's a good thing, because that shows that the Justice Department really is keeping this independent. They don't consult us. They don't tell us anything in Congress. And I have said to my colleagues, I think the less we say, the better. They're consummate professionals, and they need to show that this is an independent investigation, and they're following the law and the facts, and I think they will.
Mary in Elk Grove Village, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both for what you do. A couple weeks ago, maybe a week or so ago, I was watching television, and I saw an advertisement for WellCare, and it sounded eerily familiar. It sounded almost verbatim what the Medicare Advantage commercials are advertising. And I know that you guys have a bill saying that Medicare Advantage cannot use the word Medicare, but is this new program, and this is very smart of them, are they trying to backdoor their little programs by just switching up the names?
Are they rebranding?
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for raising that, and I'll look into it. But at the very least, we can agree that they shouldn't be calling Medicare Advantage Medicare. It's just two different programs. I mean, Medicare Advantage, you can't go see any doctor. In Medicare Advantage, you don't have the same guarantee on your catastrophic coverage taking place, and you have to seek prior authorization, and you get a lot of claims denied, where that's not the case with Medicare. So call it private insurance. Call it what it is. And that's what Mark Cocan and my bill does.
How's that bill doing, by the way?
You know, we're trying to first get support among progressives, which I think we will, and then the next Congress build broader support. But I'm hoping this is not just a progressive issue. Progressive is a view that we need Medicare expanded. But certainly call something honestly what it is. That should be all Democrats for, basically consumer protection.
Yeah. The New York Times actually has done a good job of calling this out. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Ro Khanna in just a moment.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Representative Khanna is vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He represents California's 17th District, Khanna.house.gov, and RepRoKhanna on Twitter. Are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts, accessories for everyone naughty or nice on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast from their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. You want it, they have it! Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Visit wineenthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and holiday sales events.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 19 overnight under partly cloudy skies, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, highs around 41. Lows level off around 32. Tomorrow night, overcast. Chance for mixed precipitation Tuesday, chance for snow on Wednesday. A dusting of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
To you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back to our National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, with Charles in Gold Hill. You're on the air, Gold Hill, Oregon. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hello, gentlemen. I have one statement and two questions. Medicare.gov steers people to Medicare Advantage. I was on the website yesterday. And my question for Ro Khanna is, why is not the 14th Amendment, Section 3 and Section 4 being enforced? Section 3 dealing with the insurrectionists that are in office and running for office, and Section 4 being the debt ceiling that cannot be questioned. Why do we just not ignore the debt ceiling and adhere to the Constitution?
Well, I agree with you on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. I've been calling for that. People like Jamie Raskin has been calling for that. It would basically bar insurrectionists from running for office. It was used after the Civil War, and we should be more aggressive, but it still would take majorities, at least in the House and Senate, to be able to do that. On the debt ceiling, I do think I'm open to looking at any avenue that's constitutional that wouldn't require us continually to raise it, because it's just become a political football.
Dan in Miami, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, thank you very much. I have a follow-up to the question about the insurrectionists among you in Congress. Why is it that, first of all, you have a committee that's supposed to be looking into whether there are any insurrectionists within the House rules? Article 1, Section 5 of the Constitution establishes that the House can set rules on who the members might be. And second of all, you know, even if they haven't really finished investigating whether there are members who are insurrectionists, why don't you just offer a resolution to the effect that everyone who is a member of Congress should not be an insurrectionist, and see who votes for it?
Well, that's a good idea. I mean, I do think having that kind of resolution would be a good thing. But, you know, you'll have a number of the extremes of the Republicans vote against it and then parade it out there saying that they're being victimized. I mean, that is the grievance politics that they've been running in. I think what's more important is that the Justice Department does its work and press forward with people who actually aided and abetted those who stormed the Capitol and rioted at the Capitol.
Janet in Strongsville, Ohio, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Tom, thank you for taking my call, and also thank you, Representative Khanna. I just real quick, I want to just say, you have no idea the tsunami of ads every day, all day, into the evening for Medicare Advantage. So please, please keep, you and Representative Pocan, keep after that bill, please. It's as if we're having something again taken away from us. But my question for you is, it has to do with Nancy Pelosi's retirement, well, not retirement, but her giving up leadership. And all I ever hear about is someone named Hakeem Jeffries. I'm wondering why you aren't running for leadership. I mean, I look at what you stand for, and there's so many other fine progressives. Why does it have to be sort of crammed down our throat, Hakeem Jeffries from the state of New York? And I'll take my answer off air. And have a great Thanksgiving, by the way.
Yeah, well, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Thank you for bringing it up, the Medicare Advantage ads. I mean, Mark Pocan and I think he would share this. Part of the reason we did this bill is all of the listeners on Tom Hartman that we're hearing from around the country where this is a major issue. And both he and I are absolutely committed to pushing this, trying to get it to pass. And if it doesn't pass, bringing this up with HHS Secretary to crack down on Medicare Advantage misrepresenting it. You know, I would love to have progressives in leadership. Pramila Jayapal was the person we were getting behind I candidly think it's unfortunate that there is not a strong progressive in leadership. But I like Hakeem Jeffries. I want to give the new leadership team a chance to succeed, to build bridges. And my hope is in that we can continue to work to get progressives elected. We've done a great job getting progressives in Congress with Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. We've done a great job sort of shaping the agenda. Now we just need to win in some of these leadership positions so that progressives are in decision-making roles.
Eleanor in Staten Island, New York, here on the air with Representative Connor.
Yes, thank you. I want to know if we can ever get rid of the undemocratic Electoral College.
Eleanor, I agree with you. It is undemocratic. My sense is the best way to get rid of it instead of a constitutional amendment, which is what it'll take, is this informal compact where if enough states can agree that they'll vote for the popular vote winner, no matter what happens in their state, and you get to 270, that will be the way to do this. I forget what count they're at, but eventually I do think they'll get to 270.
Cindy in Bayview, Idaho, you're on the air with Representative Connor.
Oh, I really appreciate this show. I'm up here where, of course, abortion is illegal now, and I was just wondering if the Indian reservations couldn't somehow finagle a way to make it legal. Because they have, in Idaho, we do have gambling in at the reservations.
Cindy, I don't know the legality of that. I know that we've looked at putting clinics on federal land. I don't know what the rules are with the tribes and what could be done, but it's certainly worth looking into.
Norm in Tampa, Florida. You're on the air with Representative Connor.
Yes, Representative Connor. I want to know when is Congress going to do something to rein in the abuses of the United States Drug Enforcement Agency? And as we speak right now, I have a case before that has been docketed and is in discussion before the United States Supreme Court, case 226,000. You can look at this, that talks about this very same issue where they have gone on and targeted doctors and they do not have the authority to dictate the practice of medicine. Congress never gave them that authority and make guidelines which they never had the authority to do and set evidentiary standards such as red flag. We recently had a case called Wuhan v. United States where the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 that the DEA couldn't do, yet they continue to do this, and it has been because Congress has failed to rein in the abuse.
You're talking, Norm, about the DEA going after doctors who prescribe pain medications.
Yeah,
okay. Congressman?
Well, this has come up before, Norm, and I think there has to be a balance. I mean, I think the problem was the pharmaceutical companies initially that made profits on opiates, and so everyone got concerned legitimately. So, and those pharmaceutical companies should be held to criminal and civil standards. But in the case of doctors that are doing their jobs, that are making good judgments, they should not be penalized if they're operating within the standard practice of medicine. And so we need to make sure the pendulum doesn't swing too far in going after good faith acting doctors. And that is something that we need to continue to investigate and perhaps legislate in Congress.
Susan in Phoenix, Arizona, you're on the air with Representative Connor.
Yes, Representative Connor. I reached out to Mark Kelly while he was here. I'm a volunteer for him. And I reached out in an email and told him why Medicare Advantage was a scam and that he should look up your bill and support it, yours and Senator or Representative Pocan. He came back to me and said, I support Medicare Advantage. It gives seniors more choices. I emailed him back and said, we don't want choices. We want help paying our bills. And I sent him a link to Tom's article, and he came back and sent me to a caseworker. I was wondering if you can reach out to senators like that and educate them on these things. I don't think they understand.
Well, I agree with you. That's why it's uphill. That's why it's been uphill to get Medicare for All. That's why it's been uphill to get dental, vision, and hearing for Medicare. By the way, one reason that people choose Medicare Advantage is because many of those plans provide dental, vision, and hearing. Now, they still, I think, are inferior because you don't have everyone in network because you have to get claims pre-approved. But one reason that Bernie Sanders and so many of us have been pushing to have Medicare cover dental, vision, and hearing is so that people don't have to run to private insurance. So these things are all linked, but you've got big insurance companies that are preventing sensible, common sense reform. You know, I had the delegation of Taiwan in to see me, a deputy foreign minister, and one of the things he was talking about the threat of China, et cetera, and how all the Republicans are standing with him. And then he said something as he was leaving. He said, in Taiwan, we have single-payer health care. It's absurd. No one pays anything if more than 10 bucks if they have to deliver a baby. I said, you need to talk to some of the Republican senators who are so eager to defend Taiwan about what Taiwan's actually doing in terms of the quality of life for its people. So we have a uniquely broken healthcare system here.
Deborah in Kansas City, Missouri, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. My question today to the senator is regarding your comment to the gentleman on the insurrection participation and members in Congress.
Oh, the 14th
and your
Amendment.
Comment was, yes, the 13th and 14th Amendment. And my concern is, why is this now necessary to have Congress, a majority vote, which is the same party that participated in the insurrection? To me, that's just passing the buck down the road, and nothing's going to happen to these gentlemen. We just say, oh, what a shame. Something needs to happen. I don't understand why, if that's in the amendments, why is it now necessary that this same party is going to be allowed to pass the buck?
Deborah, I share your frustration. This is why ultimately we need the Justice Department. Ultimately, this is why I have called for a separate agency in the federal government that actually goes after corruption, that goes after misconduct by elected officials, because I don't think Congress can police itself. But until we have that agency, right now that authority is with the Justice Department, and that is our best bet.
Congressman Mero Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing California's 17th District, the Silicon Valley area, in the U.S. House of Representatives, on the line with us for the hour in our National Progressive Town Hall meeting, taking your calls. We'll be back with more of your calls for Congressman Khanna in just a moment. You can find his website at Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A, .house.gov.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And you can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. We'll be right back. The holidays are right around the corner, and we're ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Louise and I have learned so much about cooking from HelloFresh, plus we brought that knowledge to other meals. Sign up today for 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Most reminded of Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Most reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 23. Winds out of the west around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 41. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 34. Tomorrow night, overcast skies. Chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday with highs in the low 50s. Chance of snow and highs in the upper 20s on Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high-quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in-store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit Lumber Liquidators. To find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, How Reaganism Gutted America and How to Restore Its Greatness. Greg Palast calls it a hand grenade of a book. You can pick it up wherever fine books are available. Tag your it. There are no good solid numbers on it, but it appears that the majority of people who have Medicare Advantage programs or plans believe that they're on Medicare. This is certainly how Medicare Advantage is sold. Oh, you're missing out on benefits under Medicare. It's Medicare Part C, don't you know? C for commercial, right? But people don't realize that when you sign up for Medicare Advantage, you are leaving behind Medicare and you may never be able to get back to it. Or at least not in the way that you could have if you had signed up for it when you were 65 and you stayed with it. And now stepping into this void come Congressman Mark Pocan and Congressman Ro Khanna with the new Save Medicare Act that would prevent this kind of deceptive advertising and marketing by forbidding insurance companies and HMOs and whatnot from using the word Medicare to sell these for-profit plans or these so-called Medicare Advantage plans. We all need to be supportive of this. There's a whole video about it over at TomHartmann.com. Check it out. Congressman Ro Khanna with us taking your calls. And Tim in Aloha, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yeah, what's happening with Marjorie Taylor Greene, what are you guys going to do pursue some action against the Supreme Court to increase the number of people there, because that isn't just a 2 or 4 year or 6 year reign. We're talking about generational. This is scary stuff, you know. You're going to have to get more people in the Supreme Court, or what you can accomplish is going to be destroyed, just like the Affordable Care Act and everything else.
Well, what I've recommended is term limits, and that is consistent with what the president's own commission has said. No one should be there more than 18 years. Every president should get 2 appointments. After you're done in the Supreme Court, go to the appellate court, and that would significantly reform the court and not have these absurd situations where people are there 40, 50 years and making decisions that are totally out of touch with everyday reality of people's lives.
Raymond in Douglasville, Georgia, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Well, thank you for putting me on. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Rep. Khanna, for your good work.
Very simple question. My mother is enrolled in WellCare, and we'd like to get her switched up back to Medicare before the deadline. How do we do that? Thank you.
Please contact our office or your congressperson's office, and they can help with that in the case for it. I assume WellCare is a Medicare Advantage plan. You can switch back in open enrollment, which is around now, to Medicare. You have to be careful to make sure you get the Medigap insurance, which is often supplemental, and sometimes Medigap insurance can deny those things if you're switching back. And that's why it's harmful for people to switch in the first place if they don't know all the facts. So please contact one of the caseworkers, either in our office or your own congressperson's office, and we can try to help.
Bob in Asheville, North Carolina, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hello, Representative. I have a question for you. I'm a retired state employee teacher in North Carolina. For decades, we've had Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and part of our retirement is that carries over and becomes a supplement for us with our Medicare. This year, with our GQP-led legislators, they've switched and dropped Blue Cross Blue Shield and forced us all onto a Humana Medicare Advantage plan, which, in my thoughts, that's going to take all these retirees out of Medicare and force them into this Advantage plan. And other callers to Tom have said this is happening in their states as well. This could be a massive loss of revenue and Medicare patient or Medicare recipients, and could really harm Medicare because of that. I don't know what we can do.
Well, my concern is not just harming Medicare, it's harming you and your colleagues, because Medicare Advantage, like I said, you have to go to in-network doctors. You have to get prior authorization to get things approved for medicine or procedures. Sometimes, too often, they deny those requests, whereas you never get those denied with Medicare. So please raise this with your member of Congress. Let's see what we can do, especially if this transfer, it seems, was done without your knowledge or your consent by for benefits that you were owed.
Congressman, my understanding is that the conversation among Republicans around this is that once over 50, and certainly over 60% of Medicare recipients have shifted over to Medicare Advantage, the next time Republicans have control of the levers of power, they will simply say, the American public have voted, the majority of Americans no longer want Medicare, they want Medicare Advantage, so we're gonna just shut down and phase out over the next 5 years the Medicare program, put everybody on Medicare Advantage, that'll be the end of that, and then we'll be happy to talk about Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All, because it'll be Medicare Advantage for All, which is exactly where we were 30 years ago. What do you think?
I think that's cynically right, Tom. In fact, I had an executive tell me, a insurance executive, I don't really have a problem with Bernie Sanders and Medicare for All, and you're supporting it, bro, because it's going to end up being Medicare Advantage for All. People are basically moving into this Medicare Advantage plan. But that people should realize that is going to be with basically rationed care. That's what it is. It's the Medicare Advantage private insurance boards getting to decide what they want to cover. Right now, they're going after the relatively healthier population, but as people who have real illnesses continue to get select these plans, the country is going to be in for a rude awakening.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by today and taking all.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, Tom.
Thank
you. Happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners.
Thank you, and the same to you and your family, Congressman. Thank you so much. We'll be back in just a moment. I want to get into the freedom that the right-wing billionaires in the Republican Party are trying to sell us. What is freedom? And what happens to the GOP with Trump as a candidate? Interesting conversation. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP.
WFHR, Wisconsin
Council.
Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News Talk and Sports.